Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. There used to be a sweet little tradition in these parts. If you wanted to get in good with your school teacher, you gave her an apple every day. That's a nice idea, but if the poor teacher comes to work every day and finds a plain old, Red Delicious apple on her desk, I think she's going to get a little cranky.
These days, I would, yeah.
Well, Jerry Pellegrino, the School of Cooking School, an enterprising school could do a whole lot better these days.
That's right. Now, of course, with the advent of all this heirloom this and heirloom that,
right.
We now see not like three or four varieties of apples in the supermarket, but 30 or 40 every day. Actually, there's some common. It's just too hard to keep up these days.
But they're all different.
Of course, they're all different. And so I thought maybe we'd talk about, six or seven of the varieties that I've been finding and I think I really like.
Okay.
So the winesap is, it's probably the second oldest apple still in production.
Yeah.
But there's a reason for that. I mean, I think it's a delicious apple. It's got a very thick skin, so it's not necessarily an enjoyable out-of-hand apple.
Mm-hmm.
But what that skin does is there's a lot of pectin in there, and it's great for apple butter.
Is that right?
To me, making apple butter from the winesap, you get that real nice thick consistency from this apple. Because, unlike, maybe just canning apples where you want to peel them, to make butter, you put the whole apple in the pot and
then force
it through the food mill. Because
in
the seeds and in the skins, there's all this pectin, which is going to thicken up your apple butter.
Mm-hmm.
The winesap, to me, is perfect for that.
What else you got there?
Well, in terms of out of hand, I hate the mealy texture of Macintosh, but I love the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the lack of flavor of a Red Delicious apple, but I love the texture. So somebody was smart enough to cross the two and you get Empire.
Is that what that is?
And I think it's the best out of hand apple there is.
No kidding.
Because it's got the best of both worlds.
Uh-huh.
That texture of a delicious, but the flavor and aromatics of Macintosh. And so look
nice.
For the Empire if you just love eating apples.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. It's a good one. Ida Red is this new one, which to me now is becoming one of my more favorite baking apples. It's a medium to large apple, bright red skin, very dense consistency,
mm-hmm.
but a white, almost creamy mouthfeel to the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So it cooks up really nice. I mean, baking with it, just even, roasting the apple whole, it's really a good apple.
It'll hold its shape.
Holds its shape really nicely.
That's nice.
I know you have a favorite baking apple.
Well, I do. Golden Ginger, which I discovered last year. I like it for the same reason. It holds up when you're cooking. It keeps its shape. Really good acidity. Great, great flavor.
Uh-huh.
So a pie, it's Ida, what's it?
Ida Red.
Ida Red and Golden Ginger would make a fabulous pie.
A great pie, for sure. I'm a little saddened to see sort of the fading out of this great apple called the Northern Spy.
Yeah, that is a great apple. Very old.
1880, I think, is when the first Northern Spy was produced. Problem with the trees are is they're truly biennial producers. So
mm-hmm.
commercially, not very good. But if you can find them, they're a pale green yellow with red stripes. And they're a large apple. So
mm-hmm.
again, they're a really nice out-of-hand apple. But their flavors is really beautiful.
It is. If you're going to be taking a hike in the autumn, that's the apple I want on my pocket.
Right,
the Northern
right.
Spy.
Sure.
Jerry, I can't wait to get to the market and pick up some of these. They're going to be fabulous. And I'll make some pies.
I know.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White, for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.